You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des here in the building. Like, yeah, I'm back with a new Steve Des Island Podcast, the podcast I bring my famous and most successful friends to talk about stuff. Whatever we want to talk about, you know, we talk about showbiz, we talk about food, we talk about anything and everything that's happening. We do it for your entertainment, people. So you better appreciate that I'm actually giving you a free pass here at my island. And today we have a very, very, very special guest. We have a famous person in the building. And if she's not famous today, she's going to be famous tomorrow, girl.
Hey.
But any person that has a play running right now, they're pretty much famous because they're freaking working hard, you know? And this person is not only an actress, it's not only an amazing singer.
Oh.
She is also a person that can serve you cupcakes. Am I right?
Not anymore.
Oh my God. You got to tell me all about this. Ladies and gentlemen, Shanice Jarvis.
Hey. Woo.
What's going on, Niecy?
Nothing much, Steve Des.
I'm so glad you came back. I haven't seen you in such a long time.
I know.
We were just catching up. Like 5 minutes ago, we're talking about our friends seeing like what's going on with them because they're all crazy. Like some of them moved out, some of them are moving together, some of them, crazy things are happening in with the world of our friends.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You didn't even know I was dating Cheyenne like a long time ago. You didn't know. I dropped name drop.
Oh.
What?
No, didn't know that.
Yeah, I was. I remember. I got to tell you this story, and we'll get into your stuff in a second.
No, I'm off for stories.
I definitely need to tell you a story. So how Cheyenne and I started was basically that.
Let's just pause for the fact that I had no idea, Steve, and you pretty much. You didn't tell me everything, but you didn't tell me that. I had no idea.
No, because I was on the low. I mean, I don't tell all my stuff. I don't tell my personal stuff to everybody.
I feel you.
Not something I do. No, but like at least relationship-wise, you know, right. I'm an open book, I would say, but at least there's some things I don't like to talk about or. Maybe just relationship-wise, I like to keep it as private as possible, you know? The rest of it, I don't give a fuck. I smoke weed, people. What's up?
What's good?
Hey, Snoop Dogg. Better hit me up if you want me to roll you a nice blunt.
He's smoking you out. Okay, so Cheyenne story.
My friend Jason Taylor, you were listening to his podcast. And people, if you haven't listened to the podcast with Jason Taylor, go and check it out. He's a sound engineer, and he smoked weed with Snoop Dogg. How awesome is that?
That's what's
he
up.
He did in a music video. That was all. He was working and smoking weed.
That's I need to work on this.
Pretty awesome. Britannia was working on that video, too.
Mm-hmm. So he sound engineered for that, the song that he did for that video she worked on with him?
I'm not sure. I think he was just working, like, just acting on it. Because he's also an actor. But he's also a sound engineer. He has his own studio and everything. I checked that out. It's freaking awesome. I jammed with them. It's pretty good.
So I need to go work with them. Jason Taylor hit me up, okay?
Yeah, I'll hook you guys up.
Hey.
You guys can do sessions together or whatever.
That's
awesome. It's nice. It's like down by Crenshaw and stuff. And it's nice. It's really, really nice. That's why I got the Krispy Kreme donuts after. I'm like, oh, I'm near Krispy Kreme. I need to get some Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yes, he's obsessed with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, but going back to Cheyenne, because I wanted to tell you. So when I first got into AMDA, which was it's the American Musical Dramatic Academy.
That's how we all met.
Yeah, that's how we all pretty much met. That school, which is some people will call it dope school, some people call it whack school, some people say whatever. Everybody has their own opinion about the school. Me, if you want to know my opinion, is that I didn't finish. That means I didn't like it. No, but I wasn't in my plans that I was going to do it. Anyway, I just needed to get back to L.A. somehow, and I got here. And when I figured my ground, I got out, and now I'm doing a lot, pretty good.
Doing pretty good.
You know, you see my crib?
Yo,
it's pretty dope.
It's pretty dope.
I mean, like, that was a major upgrade from where I was living.
Major upgrade.
It was crazy. But people want to listen about the Cheyenne story. I know.
Okay. I know
in the back of their heads, they're like, tell me about Cheyenne, Steve. Why the fuck you keep on talking about some other shit?
We got a lot to catch matter. Up on. So we'll hear that happening a lot. We'll get
on
tangent.
Oh, my God. We have a whole an hour and 30 minutes. Like, we are going to talk so much
so
stuff.
So much.
But the whole Cheyenne thing, when I got introduced, my first couple of friends in AMDA, I mean, I had a couple friends here and there, but they weren't really friends, you know. It's just I was trying to figure out my ground. But the first core of people that I met were, like, you guys were, like, you know, the bungalow people. So right. Earl, El Shaddai, Rob, Cheyenne, Kiki, you, Danielle, Lou, AJ, Clayton, Ayana, a lot of people.
A lot. There's a lot more than that, too.
Yeah, more than that. Yeah. But it was a good core of people, and we were all, like, most of the time on this bungalow that we used to hang out and do activities and do shit together. And I met this girl. Her name is Cheyenne, and she's a really, really, really pretty girl.
She's really, really extremely pretty.
Mm-hmm. And when I saw her, I'm like, whoa, this girl is extremely pretty.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I need to get that number, you know?
But, get some digits.
Yeah, but like one of the first times that I met her, I think the first time that I met her actually was, it wasn't in the bungalow. It was at her crib in Divine.
Where she lived. That's when she lived.
With El Shaddai and Kiki.
And yeah. Okay.
And when I went to her, so you know that's like how it's set up for the people that, you know, never been there, which pretty sure that's almost everybody.
Yeah.
It's basically a living room. You're basically living in a living room.
It's kind of like your situation before this place.
Yeah. Before I made it big in Hollywood, I was living in like a small studio with a bathroom. That's it. Yeah. You know, that's
crazy that you went there because I had never been there. I went over only. I was so cautious about going because what was it called?
There's a ghost or something.
Yeah, it was like it looks like. What was that housing called? It just looks like an old nurse. It was an old nursing home, like nursing home. Where,
oh, that's really?
Yeah.
Because I always heard about ghost stories there, but I didn't thought it was real.
I was
like,
not trying to go up in there.
Like Kiki was saying, oh, there's a guy named Carlos in our bathroom.
Yeah. I'm like,
ugh. Oh, it was real? I thought
there and Franklin. Franklin, they said like.
Oh, Franklin was another one that they were saying. But I lived in Franklin. It was nice. It was cool. I didn't have nothing. Maybe some scratches here and there. I don't know how it happened. Maybe with a girl or two or three or four.
That's probably what happened.
I don't think it was ghosts. Mm-hmm. I think it was me fucking around. with her, when I first saw her, I'm like, oh, my God, this girl's so pretty. And the first thing I noticed, because I always pay attention to detail.
Right.
I saw a picture with a guy.
Right. Wait. Right before you said that, I'm like, wait, didn't she have a boyfriend?
Yeah. I saw a picture with a guy.
Okay.
And I saw a drawing with the same guy.
Right.
Because the guy had the same hat in like almost every picture.
Right.
And I said, this bitch got a boyfriend. I'm not gonna talk to her. Fuck
off limit.
Off limit. That's off limit. Because I already been in that situation. And also me, especially now that I'm a boyfriend, you know, I don't feel comfortable with like other guys hitting on my girl and things like that. You
karma,
know?
Right?
Yeah. And I'm a firm believer in karma. So I said, fuck it. I'm not gonna, you know, not gonna mess with that girl at all. And I didn't even ask her anything related with, like, me hitting her up. Nothing related. What happened was is that a few months after that happened, after we got introduced,
time goes by,
semester goes on. I'm sorry, I had to burp people.
Protein shake.
Keith, which is fucking funny. Keith, my actual roommate, have been listening to the previous podcast, has been twice here. My roommate, my lovely roommate.
I wish he was here now.
But yeah, he's working. Yeah. He told me, he I really like Chayanne, man.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, yo, who doesn't, man? Like, she's gorgeous. And he's like, yo. But he was always asking me for advice for it. And even up to this day, I still give him advice. But he's holding his own now. Mm. But before, he used to ask me a lot for advice for women.
Really?
And stuff. Yeah, because I used to be a player pimp, you know? I used to be a player pimp back in my college days. Not anymore, people. I'm off the market. But I'm just
off the market as my girl's boy.
I'm just letting y'all know. Any of y'all girls trying to hit me up, you guys missed your chance. but basically he told me like, yo, can you ask her like, if she's like down or like, I don't know, like. He was like, you know, giving me like that type of. I'm like, yo, I'm pretty sure she got a boyfriend. Like, I'm pretty sure she does. Dang. And he's like, no, but just ask. You never know, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll ask for you. And I go and I Facebook message her. I'm like, yo, Cheyenne, what's going on? How you doing? Everything good? Oh, great. Oh, whatever. And I, you know, did my little tactics that I do. I'm not gonna reveal on air because it's my thing. You know, if you want to know about my tactics, buy the book when it comes out.
There you go. You gotta pay for that.
You gotta pay for that shit.
I'm gonna check things out. That shit ain't free.
Hey, Heath Ledger has a Joker say, "If you do something good, never do it for free." There you go. So that means I'm horrible at podcasting because this is free. This is free on iTunes, people. Subscribe. With her, basically, I asked her on Facebook, and I'm like, yo. And I asked her if she got a boyfriend. She's like, no, I've been single for a while. And this and that. I'm like, really? Because I seen pictures of him. I seen drawings of him. I seen this and that. And she's like, no. Like, that's done. I'm over him, this and that. Like, it's been on and off, but it's done. Like, it's completely done, whatever. And then as soon as she said that, that was green light for me. And I just go off. So I just went off, and I'm like, yo, I had a lot of things I had to say to you that I didn't say because I thought you had a boyfriend, but you don't. Supposedly. So I'm going to tell you right off the bat. Yo, I like you. This and that. Blah, blah. Tons of things. And
that's cold, Steve.
And she's
that's
like,
cold.
No. But she's like, oh, I don't believe you because you're a comedian. You might be trying to play me a joke. This and that. And I'm like, yo, let's meet in person.
Oh, my God.
And let's talk about this.
Poor
okay?
Keith.
Let's talk about this. I'm like, fuck Keith. I'm trying to bag this shit because that girl is fucking wonderful.
Oh.
And So basically,
that's fucked up.
I told Keith, yo, sorry, but she mine. And and nothing. Like, I remember like it was yesterday. It was like near sort of like, I think it was November or so.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, like, I don't know, 2 years ago or
yeah,
so.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, wow, time flies. And yeah. And we were at the bungalow and we were like doing prepping
this
for.
Is- Our second semester, or your first semester?
Yeah, yeah.
Dang. Okay, go ahead.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
And we were all in the bungalow. Like, everybody was up in the bungalow. I don't know what the fuck we were doing, but I know everybody was up in that bitch. And me and Cheyenne were texting while we were there.
Oh, my gosh. Ew. So corny. Okay, go
No, ahead. No, because we wanted to keep it on the low, you know?
Okay.
And basically, while we were texting, most of the time, is like, yo, like, when can we get, like, free time, like, talking shit?
Right.
And, like, she's like, oh, like, you know, let's do something that doesn't look that obvious. And I said, okay, then I'm going to, whenever I leave, like, I'll leave and I'll be, like, in front of this building or whatever, and you will meet me there 15 minutes after or whatever. Okay, whatever. So we did it. And it wasn't obvious at all. Like, it, you know, it planned. Because you didn't even know. You look at that.
No.
So, nothing. We just sat. And
but to be all in honesty, at that point, I was I was taking a break from everybody. So, I had my roommates in Franklin. I had my room in Franklin. So, everybody was in the bungalows. We had everybody. And what was that? 202 or whatever room we were in Franklin with Ayana and Ashley and Colin and Ellery.
Oh, you were living with them. I remember.
Yeah.
That Ashley girl was fucking crazy. Dude.
What?
So I remember because I was like, I kind of like her. Not like that, uh-huh. But like she seems like a cool person.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
I could make out with her. Like, she cool. But Then I think she hooked up with my roommate. Oh my god, that was disgusting. I was like, oh my god, she fucking nasty. She nasty. Not Key, by the way. It was, I had another roommate, kind of kooky guy.
I love him too.
He swings both ways.
Oh my god.
crazy hair.
It was, I love him. I still, but you know, I love everybody. I mean, but that was I understand it was left field, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's like whoever hooked up with my roommate by that time, I honestly had you in my block list. Like, it's gross. It's like, because I lived with that guy, and that guy is not, at least at that time, I don't know now, because I don't really talk to him, but, back in that time, I know he wasn't stable at all. Like, he was fucking, like, crazy. Like, fucking sucking guys' dicks.
Damn.
And, like, sleeping with some ratchet-ass girl.
But...
What?
I can't.
Why? You can't?
Wait, y'all didn't really get along that well either, right?
Huh?
Y'all didn't really get along either.
Sorta. Because I just became the dad, you know? I wanted to go there.
He was young too. He was like,
yeah. 18. I mean, most of the AMDA kids were. That's one of the reasons why it just felt like high school too much when I was there. It was like all drama, all gossipy, all like stupid shit. Like, you know, and it just gets irritating. Mm-hmm. You know,
it gets old real fast. Yeah, especially when you like.
Damn, can you close that? Because that thing is loud. Damn.
We upgraded, but we still still got a lot more upgrading to do. But planes and shit.
Yeah, we got planes and shit. Going CIA trying to find out my shit. You're still listening to my conversations and an essay. So what the fuck?
Ain't nothing new.
No, but basically me and Cheyenne were talking. And we talked about, like, you know, my feelings for her. She had feelings for me, too. And we decided to go on a date. And we said, okay, let's do it. Fuck it.
I didn't know anything about this.
And we went salsa dancing.
You took her salsa dancing?
Yeah, I took her for salsa dancing. She didn't even know. She didn't even know how to salsa. I had to teach her. And she was a dancer.
Oh, my gosh.
And, but it was, oh, my God. It was absolutely... Because it was the first time ever I really took a girl on a date. Because I'd taken girls on dates before, but it wasn't really like I was excited for it. And I planned it like detail to detail and all that, you know. And I was paying for everything, you know, trying to be all baller. Even though back in that time, I was literally just getting here. I didn't know shit. And I didn't even know about Screen Actors Guild. I didn't even know you had to join a union to be on TV and film and all that stuff. I didn't know nothing when I came here.
Dang.
And just to show you that, you know, it takes time and just willpower to just keep on doing your thing. And now I'm pretty.
You wouldn't have known that he didn't know about this shit because, Steve, you're doing it. You were in that. Like, I'm still learning about it. And I've wanted to be on TV for a long time. And so. You're good.
I'm good.
You're good. Yeah,
man. It's just being, you know, you got to keep on hustling. Just keep on hustling. Things like your number's going to get called, you know?
Yeah.
Up to this day, I still audition. I'm not saying I book everything, but.
You hustle.
I hustle. Like, that's last week, I had a couple auditions. I haven't heard shit from it. Like, I probably didn't book it. Most likely didn't book it. And
booked the guys. Don't listen to him. He'll get a call next week.
No, but I mean, and a friend of mine just called me to do this Disney thing, and like I'm like, okay, cool, let's do it. Like, you know, and it's just a matter of just keep on doing, make great relationships, treat people as nice as you can.
Yeah.
But of course, if somebody's giving you shit, you're gonna
give that shit back.
Yeah. Don't for. I learned that from college, really, because there was a teacher there, one of my English teachers, like, she was like, oh, I need you, you know, she was failing everybody, like, we were writing essays all the time in class, like, essays, and she was failing everybody, and a lot of people, like, there was a withdrawal day, everybody withdrew, like, almost everybody, it was literally, like, seven in class only.
That's crazy.
Because I was like, I'm gonna pass this class, no matter what, I'm gonna pass it, and I flunked it.
That's crazy.
It was, you know, sometimes you come across those fucking assholes that give you a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but at the end of the day, I talked to the school, and guess who's fired?
Ha ha!
So she probably homeless. Guess who's in Hollywood, bitch? Me. Talking about I'm not gonna make it.
And, oh no! Oh my God! Okay, not to get off the topic of, because you got to tell me the rest of the story.
Yeah.
But there seriously, are those people out there? Like, when I was hearing about those teachers, and I'm like, what the fuck? Let me get up out of here! Like those teachers that try to. Because they're bitter for one reason or another. So they want you to be bitter. And, you know, they want to. There's teachers like that, people. I don't want to name no names, but you got to be careful.
Say names. Fuck them.
Right? Fuck them. That's not right. Yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck them. There's a teacher in AMDA. Some people praise him, some people hate him.
I think I'm
exactly I'm one of those that hate him. And his name is Eric. Why you go? You like him?
I love him. Eric.
See, some people like him, some people don't.
I love him.
Honestly, he insulted me. And that's the reason I don't like him. And because he insulted where I came from, he insulted where I trained from, like everything about me, basically. Like, he said, I ain't shit, this and that. Like, he said a lot of mean things. And I get that he's a person that he's really passionate and whatever. Yeah. Like, but. Again, you cannot force your views on other people.
You can't.
Because, for example, he had a whole class. He was just talking. And, you know, it's... I mean, now that I know more about the whole government thing, how the government works and all that shit, I don't give a fuck. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. Obama, McCain, I don't give a fuck. Like, at all. Because at the end of the day, they're puppets. And like, how, you know, I've been, like... researching and reading and shit, and I don't give a fuck, honestly. But back in the day that I was really pro Obama and all that, he had a whole class. He was just talking about how you need to go and vote for Obama. Like
that, he
dedicated like a whole class.
He gave us a speech too.
And that's completely unnecessary. I came here to learn about acting, not learn about who should I vote for and who should I don't. It's not a politics class. It's a class about acting. And then that dude is like, you see that bag right there? That bag was on HBO. You're not going to make it on HBO. That bag did. My fucking bag was on HBO. Fuck that guy. Fuck him. Fuck you. If you listen to this podcast, fuck you, Eric. You're the reason I'm making it big. Because I want to prove you guys wrong, okay?
He's just a very passionate guy.
He's a very passionate guy.
He fueled your fire.
Yeah, he did. Which is good. No, but I met great teachers. I met great people. Up to this day, I still keep in touch with some of them that are really nice. I actually saw Tom Green yesterday. I was doing a showcase. You know Tom Green?
I think the...
He's an improv teacher. He's a blonde guy, like green hair. Green eyes. Green hair.
I didn't know a lot of teachers because I was integrated, so I didn't get, you know.
Okay.
I got the real
He gave me the, you know, when you come in, you do like a couple like test classes that they give you just so you know or whatever.
I didn't get that shit.
You didn't get that?
No.
What?
And nowadays, they have everything. Like, what I wasn't getting before, they're like, getting tenfold now.
I mean, things get better. If things
after
get
they take
worse,
money,
they...
No.
Of course.
No, but that's good. That's good. But I didn't have that. I didn't get to test out classes. And I didn't even know you guys got to do that till just now. That's crazy.
But let me go back to the Cheyenne story.
Okay.
So I can finish. Because a lot of people are like, what the fuck happened to me? I'm going to tell you right now. Calm the fuck down, okay? I'm going to tell you. So what happened with Cheyenne was I took her to salsa dancing. So cool. So nice. We went, ate pizza. Did a bunch of things on our first date. Walked her home.
Where'd you take her to get pizza? Village?
I think it was like Joe's Pizza or something.
Okay, that's good.
It's like down in Hollywood. It was the only place like open at that time because we got out of the salsa club really late.
Okay.
And then I walked her home and all that. We didn't kiss or anything. It was cool. Just like, oh, okay, whatever. And then like I talked to her and I was like, hey, you want to go on a second date? She's like, yeah, sure. Oh my God, yeah. And like we went ice skating.
Did Keith know about this?
Huh?
Keith didn't know about this either. Of course Keith didn't know.
I mean, I told him like, you're fucked. This is mine. So
damn.
I mean, I don't think he knows like detail by detail, but like I'm pretty sure, you know, he knew I was dating her. Yeah. I told him, yo, I'm dating Cheyenne now, so I'm sorry. but I had a crush first. You just happened to just intensify the fact that I went to talk to her, but whatever. Yeah. But took her ice skating like from the Staples Center. Oh, pretty. Mm. We went saw a movie called New Year's Eve.
Second day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Went. She never been to downtown. Well, I'm not sure if she has been downtown by that time. I don't think she wasn't. She hasn't been that much in downtown by that time.
Okay.
And like she was checking out. She's like, oh my god, I feel like I'm in a movie.
Oh my gosh.
And like I took her to the movies. We saw New Year's Eve, that romantic movie. It's a pretty good movie, actually. I thought it was gonna be whack, but pretty good movie.
Yeah.
We're gonna take the train, but the train didn't come, so we took a because it was already like late, and I didn't know. You know, we were new to LA, we were like, what the fuck?
Dang. And so y'all were stuck down there?
Kinda, but I just said I'll pay for a cab or whatever.
Okay.
I was kind of broke at that time, but fuck it. And I said, okay, let's take a cab together. Oh, that's cute, romantic. Okay, whatever. And then we kiss and shit, and like. You know, we were moving our shit forward or whatever. And then it got to a point after, eventually. I think it was winter vacation, if I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me she was going back home. I was staying because I couldn't go back home. For me, it's like a whole fucking day trip to go back home.
Exactly.
And but she was going back home, but she's from Vegas. She can just take the Greyhound. She's there.
She'll be there in 2 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's telling me, okay, Steve, so here's the deal. I'm going to go back home. Uh-huh. When I go back home, I am definitely, like she told me, definitely going to see him. In the sense of, like, he's cool with my family. He's been he was my boyfriend for the past whatever years from high school.
Oh, wow.
And my family's super cool with him, you know, of course. They were together for, like, on and off.
They kind of grew up together.
Two, three. Yeah, basically. And so I just want to let you know that I don't, you know, I just don't want you to, like, be here and, like, be, like, waiting on me and shit like that and blah, 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 because I don't want you to get your feelings hurt. Right. Something happens. I don't know, and things like that. And I really respect her for she coming up front and telling me this. Mm. I really, really respect her for that. But what happened, folks... spoiler alert, she got a baby now.
That's crazy. Same guy?
Oh my god. Oh,
I don't know. I didn't know your name.
I hope. I mean, they say he got my eyes, but.
Stop. Oh my god.
No, but I hope. I really hope. No, I'm pretty sure he's from the same guy. And, but yeah, I just wish that they have a happy life together. Yeah. If they are together, I don't even know. I felt kind of bad the other day because, like, Rob was here. Rob was doing the podcast. Rob was the first one to do the podcast.
Oh, nice. What up, Rob?
What up, bro? Mm-hmm. And but he was mean. I'm never gonna have him here. He was like, "How long is this? Oh my god, I want to get the fuck out of here." Oh, you got me all high, and I got the munchies, and there's nothing to eat here.
It's like, Rob.
Can I go down to the vending machine?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, Steve. An hour and 30. No, I can't. I can't. That's too much, Steve. No, I can't.
During the podcast?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm trying. The first episode. That's the first episode of this podcast.
Damn,
if you really want to laugh.
Rob.
Fucking Rob.
Rob is hilarious. We love Rob so much.
Yeah, Rob is fucking
he's
dope.
So funny. I'm going to go listen to that one.
Oh, my God. You need to listen. It's fucking hilarious. But Rob was Cheyenne texted him when he came over here when he was doing the podcast. Like, I think before we were going to record the podcast.
And she texted him while?
No, before. And he's like, oh, I'm here with Steve. And you know what she replied back?
She said,
"Who's Steve?"
Oh,
I felt super bad, like super, super bad, like almost to the point that I was gonna unfollow her from Twitter. That's how bad I was.
You unfollow you on Twitter?
I'll follow you on Twitter, bitch. See how many followers you get. Nah, but. I mean, definitely was hurtful just because she said, like, who's Steve? But in a way, we haven't talked in a long time. So.
Yeah, it's been like a year, over a year.
Yeah, I know. It's been like 2 years, basically, almost. Like, soon. It's going to be 2 years. So it's fine. I don't have grudges against her or anything. But it was definitely a great experience. Mm-hmm. And I just hope she's a happy mother, because I know I'm not a dad. I can tell you that. And wow. But yeah,
I'm sure her baby is really pretty.
Oh yeah, yeah. You never seen her baby? Mm-mm. Not picture or anything?
Mm-mm. Why? I don't have her. I didn't really know her that well. Like,
oh, okay,
that's probably another reason why I didn't know. I didn't know her, so I don't really have her on Facebook or anything. I'm kind of lame, you guys. I just do my work and I go.
Man, for some reason, even now that she has it, because having a baby doesn't. And I know some of my listeners are dads and mothers and stuff like that. Mm. By saying that you have a baby and stuff like that, I'm not in no way, shape, or form saying that you cannot accomplish nothing. Because right. You can accomplish a lot of things. You know, my mom was one that her first child, which is my older sister. My older sister is 30 years old. My mom had her when she was 16. So my mom's pretty young. Mm-hmm. And she has accomplished the world, because she's the main reason I'm even here, because I wouldn't be here. You wouldn't have met me. People wouldn't know who the fuck Steve Dez was if it wasn't for the efforts of my mom, because she helped me so fucking much to get me here. And
that's a good mom. Honestly, in the past couple of days, I've been discussing this with my friends, like people that have like, just because with me, like, it's just not in my plans. I always felt like that, but I'm growing to the idea. Like, I was pregnancy, all that shit. It scares me. So
you don't want to have kids?
I mean, I was saying that when I was growing up. Like, I always said that just because it's just not what I just don't want. Like, I want my career. Like, that's all I wanted. So, I mean, at least I just said that to motivate myself to make sure I stayed out of, like, any situation like that. But
I mean, I always wanted a career, but I always wanted a family, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, as I get older, I find myself saying, like, oh, my God, I can't wait. Like, I think about what my daughter's going to think about me and all, like, all that stuff. Like, I can't wait to have sons and, like, raise them to be gentlemen. Like, and it's crazy. I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, this is me now. And before, it was like, no kids. I want to adopt, too. I want to adopt from India.
My ideal family, ideal, but then again, I don't even know what's going to happen in the future. But my ideal family is going to be two kids on my own, just two, and one adopted. That's what I want.
Aww.
Three. Yeah. I don't want more than three. That's too much.
Really?
But no, three's fine. I don't want to be one of those families that had like six kids. You know,
I feel like
K plus eight, some shit like, nah, fuck that. It's way too much kids.
That's a good.
I still want to, you know, I want to, when I have my kids, years and light years from now, I want to also keep on, you know, doing my career. I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll stop a little bit more because I'm going to raise them, but I don't want them to be raised by the TV like me or something else, you know, but...
I was saying with my friends, like, if they have them young, like, my sister, she's younger than me, she had, she just had a baby. My niece, I have to show you pictures. She's the most adorable thing. I love her.
Wait, your niece had babies?
No, my sister had my niece.
Oh, okay.
And my sister is 2 years younger than me.
I was going to say, what the fuck?
Because oh
my niece is only 2 years old, or three or something.
Oh, my God. I don't know what the world would be if we could have kids at 2 years old. That would be some messed up shit. But when you have kids young, like, it motivates you to achieve. Like, I feel like the parents that I saw, like my friends in high school that have younger parents that had them when they were young, have so much, and they work so hard, and, you know, because they were providing, and then they got, like, they got more achieved than they, you know, expected. If that makes sense. Like,
yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. No, and I've been seeing that pattern with this generation specifically.
Yeah.
Like, we have a great generation of, like, people that are really supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, when I was growing up, it's always like, oh, Mari, he's not the father. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm not the father. I'm gonna dance in this bitch. Oh, I don't got no babies. But, like, this generation of kids that I've seen growing up, you know, now the 20-year-olds and, you know, maybe the teenage, the late teens.
They have families.
They have kids. Some of them have 2-3 kids, you know, and they're like 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
But I see them being responsible, and that's why I really admire of it. It's not like I'm just going to put my dick here and I'm going to leave, you know.
Yeah.
It's like they actually stick and they help out and, you know, And I'm really proud of that.
Yeah.
Of this generation. It's just, it makes me really happy to see people like help other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really makes my dick hard. I have to put it in a comedic way. It's like, it makes me really, really happy to like see people succeed. Yeah. And that's why I was asking you about all these friends of ours.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what the fuck is up with them. Because I've been so out of the loop. And that's one of the reasons I made this podcast in the beginning, is just to catch up. Because I honestly, you know, we all have our careers and we all have our stuff and our struggles and everything. And it's kind of hard to, keep up. Especially when we have so many friggin' friends.
So many.
Another
good thing about Amda, you made a lot of good friends.
You have to pick and choose.
Yeah, you really have to pick and choose.
Yeah, because I remember the first people I started hanging out.
Who were you first?
Definitely were not the last people I hung out with.
The people you came in with, right?
Because when I started hanging out with my roommate, because he was my roommate.
Right.
And I tried to hang out with, you know, the people that I know is going to be the closest, which are my roommates.
Right.
And when my third roommate, he left like a week. Like, he was just in Amber like a week.
Yeah. That cycle of financial issues, you know.
He was there. I know it was weird, the reason he left that school. I don't know. He left question marks like in the air. I communicated with him afterwards. Like I still try to keep in touch, but nah, we're just two different dudes. But he was cool. He was a cool dude. Like I really got pissed that he left, because he was like the second person that helped me put this other guy straight.
Yeah.
But he left like in a week.
Wait, which did I know the guy?
His name was Kyler. Skyler.
Oh.
It was Kyler. He was like a white dude. You probably didn't know him. He was there just a week. You might have missed him.
Damn.
He was there. He used to sometimes dress up kind of creepy. Sometimes. He was like, one day I saw him with liner and shit, like being all emo. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man? Maybe it was Halloween. I think it was Halloween. Because we went there in Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I just heard a lot of stories about, like, him. I don't know. It's just, you know, that's why I left, because there's so many stories and
it's
you don't know
much.
What to believe.
Yeah.
You don't know what's wrong, what they're just making up. Because they were saying shit about, like, he was gay too. But he had a girlfriend. I know he's from Texas. He had a girlfriend. And his girlfriend went to Indiana to study. I don't know what the fuck. And he went to Cali to study acting, because that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And supposedly, air quotes, he wanted to leave that school to go back to Texas and then go to Indiana so he can be with his girl.
That's doing the most. Okay. Yeah, he was weird.
So,
no.
he was going to change careers and do something else just to be closer to his girl.
That's love, I guess.
That's the first thing. Then the second thing, you know, that's always in the back of the heads of everybody is the financial thing situation that, you know, it's way too much, especially at school. It's way too expensive.
Yeah.
And the other thing that they said, it was that there were he said it at one point too, that there were people trying to punch him in the face or some shit. Like he called somebody a name, and that actually happened to me. You know, somebody wanted to punch me in the face too.
Wait, they just wanted to punch you in the face?
Yeah.
Okay, so he wanted to leave the school because somebody wanted to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
What happened with you? Somebody who
no, with me was because when I, you know, fall is like the biggest,
longest semester, yeah.
But biggest in the sense of like students,
crammed.
Like that's when they make their money.
Yeah.
It's fall semester. It's like August to February.
Yeah.
And like before I went there, there were a lot of kids that were, you know, all these high school kids. I was just coming out of college. I was just coming for University of Florida and Santa Fe College.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, woohoo, hey. chomp, Gators. Gainesville, racist town. What?
Oh.
Yeah, racist as fuck over there.
Dang.
But, yeah. not there, but Lake City, like up north. But basically, before I went to AMDA, you know what? There was all these kids, and I'm pretty sure you were one of those. Mm. That you went to the AMDA page and liked it.
No.
Okay. Okay.
No,
okay.
I really like. You know, I'm like. I mean. I guess I don't know.
I'm always a people person. I like to connect with people, especially people I know I'm going to see them on a daily basis because I need to make friends and be nice to people.
Right. So, I think I liked the page, but it was the wrong one. But I wasn't all like, oh my god, I'm going to like the page. Like I'm kind of like, you know, I'm low key, but at the same time, I am a people person. But I like to be personable. Like I wasn't with the whole like. Just the whole internet thing and everything. Like I'm honestly.
I mean, I was legitimately excited to go to the school, mm-hmm. but what I was most excited about is that I was finally going to LA and I was actually gonna live there, and that's why I was so fucking excited because I'm like, oh my god, like my dreams are actually gonna come true.
Right.
Even though if I go and I fail, I am still doing it. You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm not this kid in Puerto Rico or this kid in Florida or this kid when I was in New York, too, saying, oh, I'm going to be in L.A., I'm going to be in movies, I'm going to be on TV, and people be like, ah, yeah, all right, bitch, you're fucking skinny. Fuck yeah. You know? I was actually doing it. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking doing this. I'm driving from Florida to California, and this is happening.
Right.
And so I was really excited, and
so
I went
in. So you liked the page?
I liked the page, and I started.
I should have, but I didn't.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
Because you would have met people and whatever. I met a lot of people of just over the page. I wrote, oh, I just got accepted, and they gave me a scholarship, blah, 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 and going, blah. So a lot of people started adding me for that. Adding me. Oh, I'm going too. Oh, that's so cool. Whatever. And then somebody.
somebody.
Made a page. Like a page that says like AMDA semesters, fall semester, freshman or whatever.
I do not remember that. That's crazy.
No, you're not in it because it was a private group. You can only get invited to that.
Okay.
And when we got there, when I got to the page. Like everybody was started posting like, oh my god, so excited, oh my god, somebody counting down the days, you know, because it's all these high school kids this is their college experience, right. Which is going to a performing arts school, which is awesome. Like if I would have the money, I would straight go to a performing arts school. Like I would go to Juilliard or some shit,
right.
But I think for me specifically, I just wanted to have the experience of like different colleges. Right. I went to community, I went to state, I went to performing arts, I even took online courses. Mm. It was awesome. So I just wanted to taste a little bit of everything, see what I like, what I don't, and just have the experience.
Right.
And when I went to AMDA, we were at the Facebook page and we were writing and shit and whatever. And then this girl, her name is Demi, I believe. She's like a bigger girl. She's still in AMDA, I believe. Still. She lives in the, what's the building called, behind the campus?
Ivar?
Not Ivar. There's Ivar, there's the apartments, they call it, the bungalows, and then right beside it, there's something. What's the name of that one? I don't fucking remember.
Right behind it, right?
Right behind the school.
Those are the apartments, right?
Okay, there's Ivar, which is where Rob lived, right? Right? And then beside it was when Carlo lived, which was the apartment. Right? Then the bungalows. And right in front of the bungalows, there's another building.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I swear, I just knew there was Franklin, the nursing home, the bungalows, the apartments, Ivar, and then Oakwood. So I thought the apartments were the ones right behind.
No, they all had different names. At least I knew they had different names. But I don't remember that building's name. Because I know it's the apartments, bungalows, Ivar, Vine, which is the nursing home, Franklin, and then there was that one.
Oh, the gray building.
Yeah.
Okay. They made me so mad with that because I was trying to live there, and then they were like...
Yeah, but those apartments are whack.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And that, they're so whack, first of all.
You went in them?
Oh, yeah.
No, this is Caroline's ass. Her ass. No, she told me first they had them and they did, like, the plan fell through for them to rent them and all this crap. So, I mean, I guess it's a good thing because if they're whack, then it wasn't meant to be. So, she lives there?
Yeah, what the fuck I was talking about? I
the girl that wanted to punch you. Was she the one that wanted to punch you in the face?
No. The me. So, she would live. Okay. I think she still lives there. Or okay. She used to live there when I was first semester or whatever. And she's this bigger girl. And, you know, one of those bigger girls that takes those selfie pictures and you don't think she's fat, but she is. I'm sorry if you're hearing this.
Oh, my gosh.
I love you so much with all my heart. I'm just describing you. Because you're a sweet person. No, but the thing is, she posted something like, oh, my God, so excited. I'm going. Whatever. And this guy, which... I gotta say this. No, I'm not gonna say it now because I will spoil it. But this guy, his name is, by that time, his name, look at his name. It was Chad APAC.
Oh my gosh.
Davis. That was his name. Chad APAC Davis. Oh, by that time. Tell me that doesn't sound fucking douchey. Tell me. My name is Chad.
Hey, no, he got an APAC.
Yo, I'm Steve. You know, Gym Tan Laundry, Des. You know, it's like, You're a douche. Like, by putting that name. If you fucking change your Facebook name to like the hottest motherfucker in town or some shit, like, you're a fucking douche. So that
he's not as soon as
he's not. But I'm saying at that time, I don't know this dude. I'm telling you, I don't know him.
You still don't know?
No.
Okay, so at that time.
Okay. I'm talking about that time. Okay. This is the first time I see this dude in my life. And his name is Chad APAC Davis.
So this is your first impression.
And he's constantly changing his profile picture. Constantly. Mm-hmm. Like every fucking day he was changing his profile picture.
Okay.
I don't have it as a frame. He was just on that Facebook page. But I noticed that he was changing his profile picture like a lot. So he was commenting like, yo, girl, okay, I can't wait. So for you to come here, he started like commenting on her post, and she started commenting back and whatever. And I'm the jokester of the group. So I was always, whenever I see something I can make fun of, I would just write. I don't give a fuck. I have no filter. And I wrote something about, oh, I see what you're trying to do, trying to bang her or some shit. or whatever. And he's like, he just flips off and he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And this is, and shit like that. And I said, oh, who we have here? The talking avatar?
Oh, my God.
Because he had the long dreads and shit. And
Steve, you're horrible.
I was, like, criticizing everything about this guy. And I was like, oh, look, we're talking avatar over here. He's like, oh, yeah, wait till you come over here in L.A. I know who the fuck you are, Steve Dez. I'm going to fucking punch you in the face. Isn't that?
This is on the comments?
Yeah, on the comments.
Oh my God.
And shit like that. Like, he was going off, and then people were like, oh, Steve, you're in a fight already. You're not even in the school. Oh, my God.
Oh,
and I'm like,
gosh.
Yeah, go for it. I'm not afraid of you, motherfucker. I'm not afraid of you. You know who I am? You know who the fuck I am? I come from a little island. I got bows and arrows, bitch.
You are terrible.
You know, I just do my Indian channel. And niggas come. They just come and fucking shoot your ass with bows.
So what the? Okay, so what happened when you got to him after that?
I got there and he just kept staring at me. Like we walked past each other a couple of times, and he would just stare at me.
Oh my gosh,
and then I met somebody that told me, oh, he's gay or some shit.
Oh my gosh!
And is it true or is it?
That's not.
I don't want to put him on blast or anything, but somebody told me, oh, he's gay.
I mean,
whatever.
Everybody says that about everybody. It's AMDA.
Yeah, that's why. But the thing is, a lot of people were saying that. A lot. Like, it wasn't just one person. Like, a lot of. But it's AMDA as well. Like, rumors spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
But, like, almost everybody was telling me, yeah, he's gay. He lives with this guy, whatever, blah, blah.
Oh, my gosh. And, those are stupid AMDA people.
But no, afterwards, I think it was. I believe it was December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we had Christmas.
Yeah. That's when we bonded, really.
Yeah.
It was when we had, like, that whole cookout.
Mm-hmm.
And Tevin was there. You were there.
Yeah.
I was there. His gay lover was there.
Oh, my God.
Devon. And after that, we just became friends.
Yeah.
Like, we...
I forgot. That's crazy. Because thinking about... Okay, the dinner, I was...
Because I was like, oh, shit, he's here. And then...
I didn't know any of that. Because, like... I mean, I typically don't know, like, the drama. Like, I never know. So when me and Tevin were, like, we thought we were the few of us, me, you, Chad, like, we were the couple. It was me and the guys, basically, for Christmas.
Yeah.
I stayed, and I was telling Tevin, I was like, we need to have a dinner or something. Like, we're here, like, you know. So I gave Tevin money to go buy the food, and he was like, No, I think we went and bought it together. He cooked it, and then I was like, "Tell so and so, make sure
cooks
this
good.
Person." Yeah, Tevin, he's from
Tevin
the south,
cooks
so
cooks fucking good.
Yes, he. Oh my, he whipped that shit. Tevin, he wouldn't let me touch it.
If Tevin had a pussy, I would be fucking that shit. Cause that
Tevin
nigga
can
cook. Yes. Oh my god, so freaking. He's from what, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
so y'all
God.
Know he puts his foot in everything. He wouldn't, Steve, he wouldn't let me
touch anything. That's where they invent,
and I'm a woman.
Louisiana. I was going to fuck up. I was going to say that's where they invented Popeyes. Because they go, hey, I'm the Popeyes girl, and you should come taste my chicken. That Popeyes
love
girl.
That chicken from Popeyes.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah. But I would not have known that. Like, I was just like, I want my friends, like, there. I was like, make sure everybody that's here is here for this dinner. Because
it wasn't like there was a lot of people in the building.
Yeah,
like, everybody left. Everybody left.
Yeah.
It was just people that didn't have money to go see their family. We did that little pour.
Yeah. I waited last minute. So I was like, I wasn't sure I really wanted to go back that soon anyway. So I was like, I'll just stay here.
I didn't want to go back home.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't want to go. But still, I couldn't go back home anyway if I wanted to.
It was too long of a trip.
Too long of a trip. And just the money. Like, it wasn't.
Might as well just save it. It's like,
yeah. I mean, eventually I got to go now, so I'm fine.
Even if I did know that you guys had gotten to an altercation, a cyber altercation, I probably still would have been like, so the fuck what? Come, tell them to come.
No, but actually, that was the event that actually, like, made us, like, bond together.
That's
like,
so
we took
crazy
pictures, we made crazy faces.
Yeah.
I was showing, I had the picture up here. I don't know if it's.
That's so crazy.
It's like up here somewhere. We were playing earlier, Where Are They Now? We were watching like pictures of our friends and see where the fuck they are. Because there's a lot of people that come to L.A. If you want to come to L.A., people, please have a plan. Your plan's going to change because my plan changed a million times.
It will change
so many times. But just come with a plan because a lot of our friends...
They just
come
here thinking they know what they're doing.
They use
like schools and like, you know, people do it everywhere. But like,
and
they
that
think,
bro,
oh,
that makes me so
out.
Sad. That makes me sad when I hear like, oh, he's back home,
yeah,
and he's not coming back,
or
what?
He didn't want to go home and he had to go home.
Like, yeah, like, wow. We were talking about we have a couple friends, El Shaddai, La Quentin, a couple other friends.
She wanted to go home.
She wanted to go home.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
really?
To take a break.
Oh, okay. I mean, everybody deserves a break. Sometimes, you know, it's hard. But when you were telling me about La Quentin, like, you know, I would have been pissed as fuck if I wanted, if I was like, I don't want to go back home.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back home. But it's your only option, you know?
Well, the thing with him was, I think he's trying to work on a short film. So I know that he, if anything, he went for that reason. And once he got there, since he's there now, he's feeling like he doesn't have to come back, you know? So, but at first, it was like, I don't want to. So if in the end, it probably was a decision to go back, and now his decision is to stay. But, like, if he was like that in that situation and he was going home unwillingly, you know, then I could see if he'd be there upset and bitter. But I don't think he's bitter about being home.
Yeah, but he wasn't bitter about it, but he was a cool guy, man. He was fun, and he could get on any red carpet or any event, like, ever. Like, I remember I used to talk to that dude, and he was like, Steve, listen. You see Paramount? I climbed that shit. The W, I know all the entrances, everything. I know that shit like
the whole
fucking
blueprint.
I know that shit like Ocean's 11. Like, like that dude, no joke. Like, I'm not joking to you guys, but that dude used to sneak.
No, he
up.
Is no joke.
Like, he didn't give a fuck if he got thrown out of the building.
No, even if he got thrown out, he would try to get back in.
Yeah. He would find another way. Like, that dude is a major hustler, and that's one of the dudes that I really, really hope.
He's
that.
So young. He's still.
Yeah,
I don't even think he's 20 yet.
Yeah.
19.
Oh, he's 19.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Oh, my God. That dude's going to make it big. If he keeps on hustling, I'm pretty sure he just has to have more of a steady plan financial-wise.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing, because his hustle is there. It's there. And his grind is there. But it's just financial game. He has to plan it out more.
Yeah.
But that dude is one of the dudes that I really hope, like, deep down in my heart, that he makes it. Just because.
That would be so amazing. He would be, oh, my gosh. So incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would like he would change the game because he's off the wall.
Did you do the Madea thing? Because I know he did it. And a lot of people did it. Kiki, yeah. I think, did it too.
I was going to, but I didn't.
I thought about him. I'm like, fuck that.
You should have. It would have been funny. Because I don't think this.
I was going to do it, but then when I saw like almost all my friends were doing it, I'm like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, nah.
All my black friends.
I know Kiki. I didn't know Kiki did it. I knew Kiki Tevin did it and LaQuentin did it. And
Tevin did it. Yeah. LaQuentin did it. Kiki did it. Yeah.
I shared LaQuentin's. LaQuentin's was fun. I shared Tevin's too, and I didn't know Kiki did it, but I shared LaQuentin's because that shit was funny.
I think Tevin was just way too late.
Probably with the submission.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
LaQuentin's was funny. He dressed up as Madea's sister.
You seen my sister? You guys seen YouTube, I think. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, I think he did it in Texas. Like,
yeah.
He's crazy, man. He would just go to public places and just be him.
The first time I met LaQuentin, I was sitting in the hallway with my roommate, Ashley, at the time, and I think Ayana and...
Fucking crazy Ashley.
Love you, Ashley. But we were sitting in the hallway, and LaQuentin comes out, and he's in a suit. And I think he had just came from a freaking premiere, and he was, like, telling me the story about when he worked at Payless, and I recorded it. It's on my Facebook. Mm. And he was telling me the story about a Mexican guy coming in, and he was drunk, and he was asking LaQuentin for a boot. And LaQuentin was like... Here you go, sir. Here's all the brown boots. Here are all the black boots. These are what size you? Here's the 9s, the 8s. You know, here you go. Let me know if you need anything. And then he said the guy picked up the boot and was like, sir, this boot is not as black as you.
Oh, that's fucked up.
He said he stayed calm. He stayed calm. He was like, excuse me, sir? I'm sorry, what?
Did he get fired or he quit?
I think he quit.
Okay.
Because he did go off on the guy. He was like, get the fuck out of here. Fuck you. It's so... You guys have to see the video. I can't do word for word, but it was...
Why didn't he apply for that sex place?
the one else that was working.
And Julie, too. Julie was even that bitch.
I was trying to get in there. Cause
you were trying to get in that bitch. No, honestly,
good ass money.
Honestly, if you guys meet El Shaddai someday, El Shaddai is like
crazy too.
She's a crazy person, but she's crazy in a good way. Like she gets really, really excited and happy for no fucking reason. And she loves like Disney and Jonas Brothers and shit like that.
She's insane.
And she's pretty religious, a religious person. And she's from Ethiopia, and, you know, she knows, like, what her parents had to go through to, like, you know, make her way over here and make her have, you know, the American dream and stuff like that. So she's pretty stable and grounded. Mm. But that girl, when I was about to move with her, which I'm glad I did, and she's my friend and everything, but I'm glad I didn't do it because she's kind of cuckoo with the things she wanted to do, like the whole studio thing.
Because
she gets easily influenced with like with magazines and things that celebrities do, because that's what she told me. She's like, oh, Pink, when she started, she was living with like 19 people in a studio, so I want to do the same thing.
I don't think that's true.
No. No, fuck that. No. That's the first thing. Like, as soon as she said that, I was like, I'm not living with this bitch, because she's trying to have 19 people in a small
studio.
Yeah, and I was trying to live with her, Rob, and Earl.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 4 people already. That's too much. And we were trying to get a 2-bedroom,
yeah.
So each has like, you know, 2 and 2.
Right.
But fuck that. As soon as she said that, I'm like, no, I'm not living with you. I'm not trying to have 19 people up in that bitch. And she tried to do it.
She
tried to fucking do it.
She did it.
She did it. She got kicked out a couple times.
It was what, 6, 7 maybe? 7, 8? I don't know.
And then she goes like, oh, and I'm like, what are you going to do job-wise? She's like, oh, well, this is sex place. I'm like, what the wait. Aren't you all God and
that's what I said.
One church, one nation was called that church in Hollywood.
Good church.
I go to Mosaic.
She when I first found out, I was in my last semester, and her and Earl were in and out. I hadn't seen them for a while. I was there with my stepdad too. Mm. So he came to visit, and she was like being all standoffish and weird about it, and I was like, what the fuck? What's the big secret? Like what? I work for this entertainment company in Burbank. I'm like, okay.
Oh, she's at entertainment?
Yeah, she's
embarrassed.
I was like, okay.
It's not and like then, she's doing. She wasn't doing filing.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
she was just being the supervisor, right, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, that's.
Well, you were trying to be one of the girls.
Hell yeah. She was making. They were making good money. Like, so, and they got hours.
But what happened with that? I thought it was a steady job, but then I heard Julie, like, left.
Oh, my God. It was, like, they had drama there. And I guess it's because, like, petty stuff, like, girl stuff. Like, the other girls there were just, like, trying to get them fired and things like that. And then, like, the company was going down anyway. Like, they were trying to sell the company, or somebody was buying the company out. Or it was costing too much for them to send everything paper. So, like, that's what else should I do. She would do, like, the paper stuff. And they were going to electronics, so they didn't need the girls anymore and, like, all this stuff. And then, like, they like, let her off, and then she went back, and then she was just, like, done with it. So, you know, I was just trying to get that good money. That's all I wanted.
I mean, because I said it sounds legit. Like, if this acting thing wasn't really working for me, I would totally go and do it. Yeah. Like, fuck it. Even a friend of mine, I have a friend of mine that she, which is stupid. And I know I say this fucking story so many times in this podcast, but I have a friend of mine that she gave herself like 3 months to make it, which is completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And she ended up, instead of being a comedian and actress, she ended up being a porn star.
I think you told me that.
Yeah, and so and she got, you know, and basically how you get in that business.
But she's really funny.
Yeah, she's so fucking funny. Oh, you saw the porn? You remember? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I want to admit, Steve did make me watch it, and it was hilarious. It was so funny.
It was so funny. Oh my God!
Like,
she is funny in porn. Porn is not supposed to be funny, but that girl has a fucking talent to just be funny. Like, she's one of those people that you literally look at her and you laugh.
Yeah,
because she's that funny. She's like, she doesn't have to say a fucking word that she's funny. Just her face. It's funny.
I like want to recommend people go watch it, but it's probably not good.
Yeah, that one's called, like, no, I'm not going to say
it. But you can watch it and, like, not be, like, you just totally be wrapped in her because she's so funny. Yeah. Like, you forget that,
like,
you're watching
porn. Honestly, I don't know, like, what guys masturbate to that. Because I would laugh. That's like stand-up. That, honestly, even if I try, which I haven't because it's weird. She's my friend.
Yeah.
But if I tried to masturbate to that, I couldn't. I couldn't get my dick hard because that shit is funny. Like, I could. Oh, my gosh. She made porn funny. Imagine how talented in comedy you have to be.
Yeah. Comedy is... depending on who you are, it's hard. It is. Yeah. And she's too funny to be doing that shit. Like, she needs to get back with it because
I really want her to get her, I'm going somehow.
Get her out of there.
No. I'm get her on the podcast. She has to talk about. Yeah. Oh my gosh. She got stories. She got stories. I'm telling you, she got stories.
And guys, the way she talks, it's the way. Oh yeah, yeah, man. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And she knows fluent Japanese.
Really?
Yeah, fluently. She lived in Japan for a long time. Oh my God, I need to get her on the podcast. I have to get her on the podcast. She's fucking amazing. But basically, yeah, it's like, and she told me, like, yo, if you ever want to do porn, just let me know, and I'll hook you up with my people. And I said, okay, I'll keep it in the back. Because I told her, like, that I said, that I said at one point in my life, I said, if acting didn't work, let's say for X amount of, because I was praised in Puerto Rico that I was one of the best actors and shit.
Right.
And in Florida, I was praised, you know, to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. More in stand-up over there. In New York, I didn't do shit. I was just there living. But in L.A., I know it was going to be a complete different animal. Mm-hmm. It's like the big leagues. And I said, there's a possibility I will not make it because a lot of people are saying that shit.
Really?
There's a possibility. I mean, I still
believe.
While
you were AMDA, you felt like that?
No. I'm saying before, way before. Because, a lot of people are like, yo, if you're going to L.A., you got to be ready. And this is the big leagues and shit like that. Not everybody makes it. Some people go and they end up being at home and being a fucking bagger at some grocery store.
Right.
So I had it in the back of my head, no matter what. I mean, I still knew I was extremely talented and, you know, whatever gifts I have. And I was going to go all the way no matter what. But I said, just in case, little, you know, parentheses, if I don't make it as an actor, I can totally do porn. Like, I can totally get naked, get my dick hard, and fuck bitches.
Oh,
Like, I can fucking do it.
Oh, my God.
Get my dick sucked and fuck some bitches. I can do it all the time.
And get paid for it.
And get paid. Because I do it. I mean, I don't do it any. I don't do it anymore. But I'm saying I used to do it.
But not you get paid for it.
Not in front of the camera, but I used to. Yeah, and I get paid for it, which is what?
No, I mean, before.
Oh, no, no, no. No. Honest to God. Honestly, I kid you not, people. I'm not bullshitting you. There was a girl that had sex with me back in college, back in Florida.
Mm.
And she put money, like, on my bed. And she's like, this is what she said. He's like, this is so good, I gotta pay you.
Oh, my God.
She said that shit. And there was another girl. I didn't have sex with her, but I made out with her.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm. And we were, like, at the big, there's, like, a big ball that says Universal and, like, rotates. Like, the same as the one over here, but the one in Orlando is way better because it has color. The one here doesn't have, it's, like, black and gold or something.
Right.
And, like, when it was rotating, like, we were kissing there. And, like, she stopped me real quick. And she said, I got to stop you. But just real quick, nothing bad. I just got to say, you're an amazing kisser. Like, you're fucking amazing. Like, she stopped me to say that. So I knew my skills were on point.
Oh, my God.
Just because I have so much experience.
Right.
And, you know, I've been complimented, like, frequently. So I said, porn? Nah, I got that shit in the bag if I do it someday.
If I ever need it.
If I ever need it, I'll fucking do it. It's just like there was a point where I, you know, desperate actor. Right. I was like, oh my God, I'm not booking anything. I'm not fucking doing anything. What the fuck am I doing? Oh, and, you know, getting all that desperation that actors get from time to time.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I'm just going to go home and do porn. Fuck it. Fuck it. I need money. I need cash now.
Oh,
and
God.
like in my head, but I'm like, yo, it took me so much to build the reputation I have now. And I was a teacher for first graders, Spanish.
Oh,
like,
no.
You know, I worked so much with kids and shit like that. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to ruin my whole rep because once you do porn, that's it. That's it.
Well, I don't want to say this on the mic, but
what?
You know who did it. I cannot say this.
You know who? I don't know who. Don't be saying you know who when I don't know. Who the fuck did
porn? Well, there was also...
Who? I don't know.
You just want me to say it.
Just write it on a piece of paper or something. I honestly don't know.
But the thing with that is, if it's true... It's too many people that said it for it not to be true. You're going to say it. Was I right?
No, I'm not going to say it. If it's somebody that I really know, I'm not going to say it.
I mean...
If it's somebody I don't give a fuck about, then probably I will say it.
Yeah, you're going to say it.
But let's see. Who's that? I don't.
You probably never met him.
He's like a head guy?
Yeah.
He's like a really older guy.
Yeah, really tall.
Oh, is he like dance department?
Can't stand you. But they said he got it. I mean, you can't Google it or anything. And they said, if anything, he probably did it once, maybe to get some money, which, you know, I guess, you know, get your money.
But I heard there was like this guy that used to go by Amda.
Oh, my
Amda.
God. I can't stand you. I don't know.
You know about him?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, you know about him. Brian Pumper.
What? Oh, that guy. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Which guy were you talking about? Because you were like, oh, and then you're like, oh, that guy.
Let me tell you something.
I thought you were talking about some other guy. What's
it's
up?
So fun. Nobody likes him. He's just disgusting.
Who, Brian Pumper?
I have so many stories, and I haven't even, like, I was in the hair salon that they built right there, and he was, like, he parked in front of the hair salon, was handing out cards and shit. He's always, you know, always in that white beater, always. I followed somebody on Instagram that followed me, and I don't know the guy, and he posted a video of him in a restaurant, and it was, like, the video was... Oh, I was enjoying my meal until this fucker walked past, and he was eating in the same restaurant. But, like, yeah, he got, like, his face. I'm like, watch out for him, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because he's, harassing the girls.
Yeah, I heard that he was, like, harassing a lot of girls.
He
like, going,
Ayana.
Like, hey, you want to do some porn?
Yes.
He asked Ayana?
He harassed Ayana. He, like, cornered her in 7-Eleven.
I know. Do you remember this little short girl? Her name is Desiree.
That sounds familiar.
Desiree, she had, like, little glasses. She was always, like, minding her own business. But that sounds very familiar. When you know her, she's ratchet as hell. Yeah, she's from Kansas. She don't play no games.
I don't remember her face. He asked her?
Yeah, he asked her, and like, I don't know. Last time I heard, she was stripping. Last time I heard. So, I don't know. She's a freak. I can tell you that. But she's like one of those, which is funny, people. If you see, especially, I know most of my listeners and viewers are males. If you see one of those girls with those glasses and all shy.
Oh, my gosh.
Get those. Those are the shit.
Wait, what? The glasses? Get the glasses?
Yeah, get the girl with the glasses. The girl that ain't saying shit. And you think she's... You think she's timid or whatever?
That's not cool, because I used to be there.
And look at you now.
I'm wild. No, I'm just kidding. No, but for real, like...
Yo, but we've been talking a lot about, like, gossiping and shit. Oh, my God. This seems like an episode of The Talk. Or something, you know, or The View.
I do want to have a talk show or something at some point, you know. It's a phase.
I already have one right here.
Oprah, Tyra, you know. But, like, host it. So, can I co-host?
Can you co-host?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm a good host.
Okay. Yeah. If you're going to co-host, you got to produce also.
Yeah.
That means you got to invest money on this shit.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, put $1,000 down. Put it.
I got you.
Where is it?
I got to go get it.
Okay.
I got to go strip or something.
No, just get a loan. Just get a loan. Go for it.
Nah, easy money, you know.
Too many loans?
Pop a titty, you know.
you already have student loans?
Yeah.
Tons?
I got to... Not tons. I didn't have to do that many. But it is past time for me to start paying them back.
Oh, shit. I paid all my student loans.
You did?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, because I, you know that I did that NBC show?
Oh.
Yeah.
They pay for your loans?
Yeah. That's what I did, man.
And you had a lot. You had three times more loans than I did, probably. Maybe four. Because you went to university.
But I also got scholarships as well.
Oh, okay.
I applied because I'm a person, I'm now starting to like live more in the now, but I used to be so much worried about my future all the time.
Yeah.
I would not like enjoy life. I would just think of like, okay, if I do this, I'm going to fuck this up or I'm going to do this or, you know. So
when I went home for 3 months and came back, people were like, oh, you're back. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's for now. It's for now. Very much for now.
No, because when I was in Florida, I was paying out of state tuition. Because you have to like live, you have to like, if you're going to college, you have to like stay there for a year and they have to have records of it and shit like that. Mm. And since I was on and off, I was like constantly going to Puerto Rico and there and whatever, I was considered out of state. So I was paying, like kids would go to school, even in community college, like when I went in Santa Fe, they would pay like whatever a credit, what was it? Let's say $50, $100, maybe $150. I was paying $1,000-something. So that was a huge fucking difference per class, you know? And so I was constantly, you know, thinking of like, okay, I'm getting all this free money, air quotes, from the government right now, but it's free money that I have to pay afterwards, and it's going to be more that I'm taking. Because if I take $1,000 today, it means I got to pay maybe $1,500, you know.
$3,000 more. Yeah.
$3,000, you know, double, triple there. Yeah. But, it's like I always was worrying about that. And in a way, it's a good thing. In a way, it's a bad thing because I was really frustrated all the time. But, But, like, in a way, it was a good thing because I was always thinking about my future and I was, you know, going, like, I need to make the right
moves.
You're
being smart, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's the honestly, that was the first thing I did with my money. It was like, I'm just going to pay my loans because I cannot have all this debt. I still got debt. I mean, not student loans-wise. It's just my dental. But, yeah, because I had a lot of stuff done. My booty done. Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj implants.
Ass shots. That's popular right now.
This girl at my job, my friend, she said she wanted to do that. But
do you want to get any plastic surgery?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
My girlfriend wants to get titties.
I remember she used to say that.
She still says it.
Tell her no. She doesn't
need like, you're beautiful just the way you are.
Right.
But she's like, I want titties because I want to be a Laker girl. So I'm like, okay, get your titties, girl.
Macy, you don't need
no matter what.
You have titties, you just don't have
with the titties you have, or if you have bigger titties, it's gonna make me happy. Like, I'm still gonna enjoy them. whether they're like that. I enjoy them like this. Imagine they're bigger. Oh my God, 3D. Oh my God. Bam, bam, bam. My face.
Oh my goodness, no. Nah.
Oh, but she's beautiful just the way she is, you know? Yeah. She doesn't need, even, and she says it even to her parents, like, I want titties. Like,
oh my God.
And her dad's like, yeah, you're beautiful just the way you are. You know, you don't need titties. Nah, I want titties. Okay.
Plastic surgery. I mean, I don't want it now because I'm broke. Maybe when I, you know, people say that and then they get money. And it's like,
I mean, no,
crazy,
but even if I mean, think like really thinking, and if even if I get millions and millions of dollars, I wouldn't get plastic surgery. You know, it's just I have a big fear of doctors, especially like you know, surgeons and things like that. You know, because you could die of procedures like that. When I was just getting my four wisdom teeth removed,
I still haven't done that, and I'm 21.
And you know how many fucking like papers I had to sign saying that I could die.
Oh no! There was a little girl that they're not responsible. She was like, that's not cool. Like,
no, but recently there was a dude that he just had that procedure and he died too.
Oh, no.
And because apparently he was allergic to some shit or whatever.
Yeah,
Something happened.
They gave the girl, I remember, I think the little girl's name was Diamond. And if
that sounds like a stripper name. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I know that joke was not meant there. But
she's like four and she, I think she had to get cavities filled or something like that. And they gave her too much of the medicine. And she died from it. And, like, I'm just being as natural as possible. Kind of like.
It's super scary, man.
Yeah.
Especially you're sedated. You don't know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
It's like you could either wake up or not, you know?
There's been plenty of times, like,
I was just
my
praying.
Mom in the hospital, like, I'm like, oh my God, why the fuck are we rich yet? Like, plenty of times, you know?
I mean, maybe you're the one that has to lead that family legacy and make them rich.
Yeah. But I'm saying we should have been rich off of the doctor's fuck ups. That's
You'd be one of those, like, have you seen that, what that show, the Braxtons?
Oh my God. I love
that. The only reason I've seen that show is because of fucking Ayana. Because she was in my building all the time. She was like, let me watch some of the Braxtons.
Oh my gosh.
Let me watch some Netflix. Come on, Steve, please. Pretty please. Come on. Making that fucking annoying voice. I was wondering, what the fuck is wrong with that voice? Like, why do you do it? Like,
it's a singer voice. No.
That's not her singer
voice.
It
protects, you know.
She makes like this little
kooky
character. She has like an alter ego. She has two characters. She's like Ayana. Oh, I'm Ayana.
Oh my God.
No, she has three characters. She has I'm Ayana normal. Then she has the singer Ayana. It's like, oh shit, Battlefield. Right. Battlefield. She will sing that song forever.
Yeah.
And then the other song, what was it? Not the song, the voice. Then the cookie.
Yeah, that's her innocent little. I don't know.
Yeah, that's her fuck voice.
Oh my,
she get
no,
fucked.
It's not.
She's like,
hey,
daddy.
No.
By that security guard. Oh my, that was so.
Oh my
weird.
Gosh, no.
All the time, I would like. The last few months I was living in that building, I would not even go to Ayana's building, Ayana's room, because every time I would knock on that door, she wasn't there. It was like that dude, like he was living there, and that's her apartment. I was like, what the fuck? Oh my God.
You should have told him, got his shit.
She just met this dude at the lobby there, and now he lives with her. Like, what the fuck?
That was her boo thing, man.
I mean, but still.
He was like, you expected Ayana to answer the door. And it's like
I don't know. It's just, I think I have, maybe I was raised different. Maybe, you know, it's just because even my boo thing, I've been with my boo thing for a long time. We're going to actually this weekend, we're going to be celebrating our year together. So a fucking whole year we've been together. And I know her. She's like my first friend that I ever had from L.A. It was her. And so I know her from about 3 years now. Mm. And even you don't see her living here. You don't see her stuff here. Mm. No. I mean, sometimes she leaves shit, but I'm like, yo, take it. you're not gonna live here.
No, it's not. Yeah, no. It definitely depends.
We're young. We're supposed to fucking enjoy life too and do shit. Not live with people yet. We're not married. And it's not like you have to be married to live with someone, but it's just.
Well, tell it to my fucking roommates.
I honestly,
but I'm not gonna get into that.
Honestly, the reason I think my relationship is so good is because of that. It's because we don't see each other that often. That when we do, it's like, oh my God, I missed you. Oh my God, I miss you
too.
Instead of like, get the fuck out of my face, bitch. Like, you're here all the fucking day. Go get a job. Like, you know, like.
All the time. That's crazy. I
wonder what happened to that dude. Is he homeless now? Did he end up renting that apartment? Or?
Probably.
I mean, all the time he was there. He wasn't doing shit.
Was he ever working?
No. I think he got fired or something. Or he didn't want to work that anymore.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yo, but tell me about your show.
Look, we can go on like this for days, guys.
Oh,
for
my
days.
God. For days.
For
yeah.
Days. Okay, so the show.
So it's called Reservoir Bitches.
Reservoir Bitches, guys.
It's based on the Quentin Tarantino film, which I haven't seen, and it's on Netflix, and I'm definitely going to see it.
Very good that it's on Netflix, because, you know, Netflix doesn't have shit, but. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Netflix has been having...
Lately? Well, I heard they've been tripping on the titles, the category titles lately, too. They had, like, silly African-American comedies on there at one point. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, they have gay and lesbian movies as a category.
That is
Macy, my girlfriend, told me the other day, she's like, what do you think about that? Like, do you think that should be a title or...
It should be in one.
I'm like, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, yeah, putting like gay and lesbian movies
on Netflix, or having their own category. The fact
no,
that
they have it as a category, like gay and lesbian movies, like specifically for gay people and lesbians.
So you think it's trippy that they have their own category, or that they're even on Netflix at all?
No. Because I'm super pro gay. You see me with the no hate tattoo.
Yeah.
But it's just like the fact that it's just. Bluntly put like that, you know, it's like gay and lesbian movies. Bam. There you go.
There they are.
And then silly, you said silly African American.
Yeah, like it was like goofy African American comedy. Like they were ridiculing like Tyler Perry's movies and stuff like that. Like that was the category. Goofy African American comedies. Like silly African American comedies.
I bet the president of Netflix is just this rich white guy that he's just sitting with a cigar puffing. And like, going like, oh, yeah, make a comment about African-Americans, how goofy they are. Puff, puff.
Make a category for the gay and lesbians. Let give them something to watch.
Give them something to watch. Let's get more people.
For
$8.
Yeah.
$8. And everybody's like sharing accounts. Fuck that sharing account shit.
I don't know about that. Honestly, I don't even have Netflix. I did for a minute, but I don't have it.
And you had it because you had it from a friend, right?
Yeah. Well,
see?
No. I went to her.
You said no.
No.
Don't lie.
And now that I know I could do that, you know, but I was at her house and I needed to watch it before the first rehearsal. So I was like, oh, wow, they have it. Because usually back in the, you know, they never really had good stuff on Netflix. Mm. But lately, I guess, yes, they have. So go watch Reservoir Dogs. It's like the old... First, it's like the original heist movie, Diamond Heist movie.
Mm-hmm.
I guess with white guys. But it's like...
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I saw the whole thing. It was really good. And it's honestly...
Is it like specifically like off of that?
Yeah, like the exact script.
Okay.
Basically.
Or and, just women?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the exact script. So... I hope nobody gets in trouble for plagiarizing. But it's basically just the stage adaptation of the movie. So he's paying homage to Quentin Tarantino. And when I saw it come up on my LA casting guys, I was like, I want to do a Quentin Tarantino movie. Like, I love action. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Tarantino stuff. So I was like, okay, cool.
Is he Django?
No, I haven't seen Django yet.
Django.
Whenever I say I want to see a movie in the theaters, I wait. Like, I won't see it for years till later. So. Mm. Hopefully, I make seeing Django happen. But
so the reason you wanted to do this play was because you wanted to do something Quentin Tarantino style.
I just thought it was cool. Mm. You know, I really didn't.
Are you getting paid or is it not?
It's deferred. It's like it's just
nah,
like
that means you're not getting paid.
I want to get something. I'll make sure
you ain't getting. You ain't getting shit. You ain't getting probably. Something. You're getting probably a soda and a cookie. That's it. Get the fuck out.
No, I will make sure.
When they say on breakdown services. This is deferred. It means basically you're not getting paid.
But really, honestly, when I submitted, I didn't. I just saw Quentin Tarantino and I read the description of the characters and I was like, cool, I'll submit. I didn't expect to get called in, and like it wasn't even like audition. It was just cold reading, which I love. Like cold reads aren't auditions to me. It's just,
I'm backwards. I don't like cold reads.
Really, I love them. I hate like monologues and like I when I have it down.
No, but I like improv. Monologue is awkward. That's why I love
that too. Cause that to me a cold read is like improv, you know? It's almost kind of. Nah. Well, I improv my ass off when I do a cold read.
I mean, I improv so too because I don't want to fucking read it.
Right.
But
well, it's. I mean, it was. I didn't expect. Like, I was like, okay, cool. My phone keeps going off. I was like, cool. All right.
You're
so
popular, girl. Was that the Evo?
It's no, the Samsung Galaxy S3.
Fuck the Samsung. Yeah. I'm team iPhone.
Oh, they said the Samsung was better than iPhone.
I know. It's not. I mean, it could be better. I don't know the features
it
really.
It has more space.
But it has more sales.
Ah.
That's why iPhone is rushing the new one now coming up.
Oh.
Yeah.
iPhone is gonna go out of.
Out of business?
Yeah, out of business. Sorry.
It's not gonna go out of business.
They're competing with Galaxy, and Galaxy is a good phone.
Yeah, but it's just. It's a battle of who has the biggest dick. It's not like it's not a battle of like who's better and who's not. It's just who has more sales. It doesn't mean one's going to go out of business because that's never going to happen. People are still going to buy iPhones. Oh, yeah. People are still going to buy Samsungs. Oh, yeah. But
oh my God. Okay, podcast. We're going to pause. I'm going to answer this girl's phone call.
No, because we're about to finish right now.
Oh, no. So just make her wait?
Yeah, make it wait.
Okay, cool.
Fuck that bitch. No, but anything you want to plug?
Okay, so come.
Reservoir Bitches,
Quentin Tarantino stuff. It's my first kind of like.
Show dates. Throw them.
Every Wednesday for the next.
If you live in California. Yeah.
Come see. 1523 North La Brea, Trey Stage Theater. 9:30 for the next couple of dates. And then 8:30.
It's running from now to when?
Now till the middle of September.
Oh wow, you guys got a long run.
Every Wednesday, no rehearsals. You know, we rehearsed 2 weeks, got it down packed, and it was cool. And you find me on Facebook and Instagram.
You guys only rehearsed for 2 weeks?
Yeah, two wow. and a half weeks. We didn't get fully cast until the Monday before the first Wednesday, which was last week. So we didn't get fully cast until Monday. We did the show on Wednesday. So we did really good.
Wow.
That means the girl had to get the script that Monday.
No, that's really like surprising because like usually at least when I used to do plays, oh my God, that's one of the reasons I didn't do it because I quit doing plays for a while. Well, I haven't really done plays in a long time, but when I used to do them, it's like it would take like 3 months,
forever. I was like,
it was fun when you actually got to do it, but it's just way too much.
Once you get into it, it's like
That.
But this is, I mean, theater. It's like where you get your base training, you know, because I do TV and film too. I just did a short film. I was an extra in stand-in. That was my first experience. I'd never done background or anything, and my first experience, I was under Paula J. Parker, and she was in the Hustle and Flow movies. She was in. She's the voice of the mom in the Proud Family. She was in the Friday movies. Like, you ain't got to lie, Craig. And she loves, her. I work very closely with her now. And she's like, this is my baby, you know. And she teaches classes.
Hey,
guys,
hook
at
up. Be like, yo, refer me to your agent. What's up?
For real. Girl? Well, she's just getting on her feet because, like, the family thing. She took time off. She has a son now. I love her son.
Stop hitting the mic, girl.
I'm sorry. I'm just in bed, Mike.
Bad Mike.
So I did that. It was really good. That film is called You, Me, and Her. You guys look out for that. It's a part of the Woman Directors Workshop of AFI. So it's really good. That was my first film experience outside of school. It's AFI. They're going to film festivals and everything. And I'm also working on something with, I don't know this woman's name and the guy's name, but it's a film that's going to be out next spring. It's called Helicopter Mom.
You're doing that? Yeah. I see the breakdowns all the time, but I never submit.
Because they're shooting for a while. They have a while to shoot. Mm. You should submit.
But like every fucking day I see like a breakdown for it. Like they're looking for people all the time.
They need a lot of people. Yeah. So that was cool. I didn't meet her, but I saw her. I said hi.
That was an interesting title, Helicopter Mom. Yeah. I thought it was like a...
I thought it would be like a low budget type of thing, but they're doing good. They're it's going to be released to like Disney and Nickelodeon next
spring. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
And singing wise, are you
doing? Singing.
Are you doing House of Blues soon? Or?
I need to. I really need to.
I'm bummed out I couldn't go the last couple times, but.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
It takes a lot. Not a lot, but at that time it took a lot. That was last minute. I had 2.5 weeks to get that ready. So that was a lot. But I will be starting to do that. I have SoundCloud you guys can check out. I do covers, and I'm working with a DJ who's Brazilian.
What's the name of the SoundCloud?
SoundCloud is Shanice Antonia Jarvis. Shanice Antonia Jarvis. That's my SoundCloud.
Okay, doing slow motion for the people that actually can type.
Shanice. Mm-hmm. Antony is my middle name. Antonia. And Jarvis is my last name, Jarvis. I'm part Panamanian, guys.
There you go.
So I'll be doing some Spanish stuff.
And any Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
Twitter is Shanice Antonia as well. Instagram is Niecey1000, NIECEY1000. And Facebook is Shanice Antonia Jarvis.
You need to condense everything. Because right now you have like, oh, my Twitter is this, 1,000.
It needs to be one. I'm still picking a stage name, you know? Like, for my acting, I want to use my full name. And then music, Niecey, you know?
Okay.
So most of my, or Shanice Antonia. I'm still, if you guys can help me pick that out.
I just roll with Steve Dez. That's it. For comedy, rap, whatever. Hosting.
So what do you think it should be? Niecey or Shanice Antonia?
I mean, it's up to you. It's your name.
Yeah,
you gotta be like it, you know. Yeah. At first I didn't like Steve Dez. Like I was like, I mean, it's my name.
Yeah.
But I was like, I should have something else.
Yeah.
You know. But then I'm like, no, bro, it has a ring to it. Like it's cool. Mm. And I'm like, okay, and I got used to it. And Steve Dez. Like every time I tell people Steve Dez, they're like, oh yeah, it sounds like a comedian or something like that, entertainer, host, whatever.
Well, see, there was a singer, Shanice, so I was like, okay, I love my name.
But don't be one of those people that have just one. Those are douchey people.
Just one name?
One name, nah. Beyoncé, Prince.
So, oh,
you gotta be, Antonia? You gotta be Michael Jackson. You see, that has a ring.
Yeah.
You know, double. Okay. You know.
Beyoncé don't have a ring too?
But don't be Shanice Antonia Jarvis.
The whole thing. But that's how you guys can look for me. So I'll condense.
You can be Shanice Antonia, Shanice Jarvis.
Yeah.
Shorten out also, you can do that. Sha Jarvis. I don't know. Fucking
Niecey, there we go.
Just mess it out. Mess up with it. Yeah. Mess up with it. That's what I did in all my middle school or high school, whatever I did. I was just sitting down, writing on my notebook, like, okay, this rings, this doesn't ring. Figure it out.
Okay, I'll do that. Oh, and I just did a music video for a friend. I work with a lot of people music-wise. I'm still getting my original stuff out, so I'm working out with the DJ, Fabro DJ. He's Brazilian. He's freaking amazing. He's on SoundCloud too. You can find him on mine. But Taurus McDaniel, Taurus Diamond, I think, is his YouTube name. But we just did a video for a song I featured in with him
that I
met through Tracy, my good friend Tracy.
Tracy, how's she doing? I know she got. Good. I know I she got her boyfriend over here from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I made me smile.
Good. Yeah.
And I saw that. Yeah, it's cute. You know, she loves. She seems like she loves him a lot. I'm pretty sure he loves her a lot.
Yeah, they're bomb.
They're together now.
Yeah.
Because he's out here. He was back in the.
And they met online.
Yeah. They met online. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so freaking cool. That's awesome.
It's crazy. It's crazy to me.
That's how I met my girlfriend.
Online?
Yeah, because she Facebooked me and we just hit it up from there.
Oh, see me? I'm old fashioned. I'm like, I see you in person.
I think those are the ones. I mean, you get creepy bitches and you get creepy motherfuckers off online, but you can find the right one. I know a lot of people that up to this day are married together and they just met through like MySpace or some shit like that.
So maybe I should start.
Maybe. Are you still single? You not seeing nobody?
I got, you know, there's always potentials, but not really potentials, you know, but no, I'm single.
We'll talk about that.
My mom used to say, you're single till you're married.
Okay.
We'll
talk about it. I'm pretty sure you're going to be back in this podcast. You're a fun person. You're welcome to my house anytime, girl.
Hey.
Okay? Do we eat all my fucking donuts?
I'm going to take one before I leave.
Oh, yeah. No, go for it. But, guys, after you check everything that she has to offer, go ahead and go to stevedes.com and check whatever I have there. You know, I have stuff. I made the website. I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah.
I also have a Twitter. Twitter is at stevedestv. Same my Instagram, stevedestv.
See?
It's easy.
Yeah,
it's easy. People
okay,
can
so
just go, okay, Instagram, stevedestv. Twitter, stevedestv. See, it's easy. Or just you have to just Google Steve Des and bam, you find everything. Or just go to stevedes.com and there you have everything. You have previous podcasts, you have my, you know, my blog, my demo room, my
that.
Everything. Everything you need is there.
Steve Des.
Steve Des.
So people like calling me Niecy. Like when I even like when I do give my Shanice Antonio, they want to call me Niecy. So you think I should just stick with that?
I mean, I used to call a friend of mine Little Fat Bitch. It doesn't mean that's his stage name right now. It doesn't mean that's his stage name. I'm just letting you know. So at the end of the day, it's whatever you want. I love Steve Des.
Look at that shit.
That was at the John Kerwin show, the green room. I took it. Says Steve Des. And it looks awesome. And
nice.
I love it. And that's why I stick with it. But thank you so much, guys,
thanks,
for tuning in for this episode of Steve Des Island Podcast. Thank you so much, Shanice.
Thank you
for being
me.
Give me a high five.
I finally catching
you get a
up.
High five because a lot of people, you know, some people that were awesome in the podcast get high fives.
Okay.
So you were pretty
okay.
awesome. And nothing, guys. I will see you next week with a brand new Steve Des Island Podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at stevedestv and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/stevedesshow. See you next time.